Okay. Last time you found yourselves exploring some of the gallery when you were teleported to the archives again and retreated back to the gallery and made it back into more familiar territory. And you were faring along with you a mutated beast friend.
Who's bit me like four times already?
And you were planning on escorting it south-ish. So, do you have a preference which way you're going? Because directly down from here is the eyes floating in the black liquid.
Can we go around like not through the eyes? No, that's the straight route.
Through that room with the black lines on the floor. I don't remember what that was about. I think it was. No, I don't remember. Which is like
Wasn't
the
that the thing
lower
that
floor.
turned into our fears or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We've been taking some of those sighs. Are there still like a lot of them?
Yeah, I think there's like five or so.
I think we only took the one, or Leaf only took the one.
I think I also grabbed one. I don't remember.
Yes, the mutant, like, gross dog thing is still on a leash, somewhat, staying pretty close to Begor, and, I assume Siga and Nowhere are giving it a wide berth.
Yes, I think that's a safe assumption.
Definitely.
So, we can either go with the paralyzing eyes, or we can go all the way around, which may be a little bit more dangerous with this dog running around.
Yeah, we got a little bit around with the black lines and then a lot around via the pixie and the shark.
Ooh, even worse.
Or even weirder slash farther around, over to the vine room and then the gardens.
Yeah, that's definitely a no. No, I don't think so.
I'm actually, now that I actually thinking of it, I'm mildly curious as to whether that dog creature will be affected by the eyes. So that's my vote. Let's try this way.
I sense that I will be worried about the dog because he's bit me so many times.
He tries to bite you again.
Oh, but that, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, you can pull away.
Was that the, okay. Oh, thank God. This dog is gonna kill me before we take him there. Yeah, let's go through the ice. Have you passed through here, Siga?
I don't remember. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, then I'm gonna be the tourist guide and be like, so black goopy liquid on the ground and weird jade-like eyes, I think, are floating around. If they see you, you paralyze. So we gotta move a little bit fast.
Nothing makes a somewhat disgusted face before nodding.
The usual plan was for someone to be tied to a rope, try to cross. If they didn't make it, we pull it back and try again, basically. So, who wants to go first?
I shall.
Okay, I believe how we've been doing this is you can either make like a stealth check or an athletics check to try to just barrel through it.
By the way, just in case, I will cast resistance on Siga.
All right. I'll just athletics it then. Subtlety is not my thing. Oh, wow.
No.
That apparently is not your thing either.
Big yikes. I have a juicy athletic score, but oof.
I thought I did, but nat ones don't care.
I don't think I've been doing saving throws for these in particular. So he makes it a
crap,
couple
resistance
feet
doesn't help.
And as the jade eyes kind of roll and bounce along, not in particular paths, but kind of just randomly bouncing along the surface of this black liquid floor. One of them turns immediately and snaps to Siga, and he freezes in place, unable to move, and he slowly starts sinking into the floor. But with the rope tied onto him, enough. You can drag him back to safety.
Okay, so that didn't go as well as I thought. Want to try again?
Nowhere.
Naturally.
Kinda grumbles. We're gonna get our asses killed, but I guess I'll try. Hell yeah.
And Nowhere just like ducks down and then just sprints past it. A couple of the eyes try to point at her or at him, but as like he makes it out of their range, so like parts of his running is like in stop motion, but he carries his momentum and makes it all the way across the room.
I'm just imagining his big ass bird legs, just him Naruto running across the slime.
Naruto running.
And since he has a rope, we can fast forward and say it's easy enough for the rest of you to get through. You might get paralyzed, but you can be pulled and dragged back to safety. So
I'm gonna try to tie down the mouth of the thing so it doesn't bite me while I cross.
Oh right, I forgot we have an extra passage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try to tie his mouth shut for a bit. Not like to hurt it, but so it doesn't bite me.
Are you going
in the meantime?
To like try to carry it, or are you just gonna try to drag it behind you?
No, I gotta carry it. I don't trust it. It's either gonna bite me or gonna make me stay.
Make an animal handling check as you try to like muzzle it with your rope.
I don't think I'm very good at those. Let me see.
It's wisdom.
Well, yeah. Hey, same roll.
It snarls, unsure of what's going on. But it seems to allow it. In the temporary, but then as soon as it realizes what you've done, it's fighting against it, but it looks like it's going to hold.
All right. Now stay still, and I'm going to try to cross.
Since it is pretty heavy, we'll have you roll your choice of stealth or athletics.
I think it will go better with athletics. Okay, good.
Kind of like try to tuck it like behind your head and hold on to its legs and hopefully get its head in a position where you can make sure the rope around its mouth is still holding. And you kind of just sprint through it and you're able to make it through. And the two of you are able to pull Siga through. So you guys are now all in the chess room.
All right, let's not do this again with a pet.
Can we really call that then a pet? I mean, it's trying to attack us at every turn.
Well,
or attack you at least.
I know, but look at how cute it is. Like, I can't stay angry at it.
It's just growling at this point.
You mean not at all?
It's pretty furious that it has you've put this thing on it.
Okay. I'm gonna put him down and I'm gonna slowly let him go and be like, don't bite me again. Please. I'm not gonna do this again. But don't bite me. And I'm gonna remove the rope. Fuck! Me. Yeah, that's enough to get me.
I lost whatever page we got that from.
Come on, stop doing that! How much damage do I get by that?
Where do you find it? In the gallery?
Those are archives.
Oh, okay.
I think you've been rolling d4s for it.
Yeah, and you've been hitting me pretty hard with that crap. Alright. The memories of the first thing we killed in this place.
I'll say about this point, you're starting to have like a physical addiction to this creature.
Crap.
This room has chess pieces. There's a board kind of like on the center. I know this is like a noisy screen to look at. And chess pieces have now basically spread themselves among the entirety of the room now that the other thing is dead.
This wasn't like this last time we came. Does it look like somebody dragged those pieces around?
Yes.
Is it recent? Like, did it happen a bit ago or a while ago? Because we haven't come in a bit.
That would probably be a survival check.
All right, coming up.
It's been a couple days at least. Or whatever passes for a couple days.
Huh. Weird. Are they... Well, I guess if I was raised by animals, I wouldn't know that. Do they look to be in the right places?
Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Saving?
Yes.
I hope that's enough.
You're not really sure what the right places would be, but they are... They're not like exactly lined up on the chessboard. They're kind of just, some of them are outside the chessboard and some of them are on the outskirts of the room.
Is there a way around the board, or does the board take up the whole floor?
No, you can walk around the board. It does look like the pieces have started to separate by colors. It's not entirely done, but most of the white side pieces are on one side of the room, and most of the dark side, dark color pieces are on the other side of the room.
I don't like the looks of this.
Is this some sort of game thing?
Nowhere. Can you make, 2 wisdom saving throws for me, please?
Oh.
Oof.
Oh boy.
You find yourself outside of your control walking towards, the White Queen. And you kind of just stop and, like, just think, how did I get here?
Nowhere? You okay?
Where would that be?
You're just like over here, just a little bit more. Siga, can you make 2 wisdom? Oh, wait, Siga. Oh, Siga's out.
Oh, okay.
I guess we'll finish up this room. Well, I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna be casting resistance like a maniac on everybody.
You can only keep it active on one person at a time since it's concentration.
Yeah, I'm gonna be casting it on myself until I get to nowhere, and then on him so he can go through because something's obviously going on. And then on Siga, and then on myself, just in case.
Make another 2 saving throws, Bagor.
Coming. That's it. I lost them. Okay. Ah! I don't think D4 is gonna help me with that, is it?
Roll it just in case.
Okay, give me one sec.
So your left arm raises and points towards one of the white horses, or white knights on the left side.
What? I don't know what's going on. Let's try to hurry. And I'm gonna pull the dog closer to me so that it doesn't go away or do something weird.
It is growling at the chess pieces.
Okay, so it doesn't like them, obviously. Let's move on.
Can each of you two make one more wisdom saving throw, please? Before you roll, since you said once you made it to him, you're gonna cast resistance on him. You can add a D4 nowhere, and then Begor, just make one.
Yep. Where is it? Here we are.
That D4 was lucky to be.
Each of you fight the desire to turn around and play with the chess pieces and just kind of run out of the room and onto the rope bridges. Yes, we'll play for like another 30 minutes or so. So you guys are now on that rope bridge to the south.
All right.
It's rickety, but seems to be stable.
Okay, last time we were in that room, it didn't really do that. That's a new thing.
Nowhere is kind of trying to keep his distance from the dog creature. He kind of frowns and says, yeah, I don't think that's normal.
Well, normal is a weird thing over here. I'm gonna try to pet the little thing now that I'm possibly addicted to that.
Yums can't help but put your hand back down to pet it. And it gives you what you want.
Crap.
I hate the way you say it.
You instinctually still pull away, but you kind of regret doing it.
Crap. All right. I'm gonna slap myself a little bit and focus. Okay.
Nowhere okay. Kind of looks at him and he's like, dude, you're kind of freaking me out. I get if you're freaky, but like, try to hide it a little.
I really don't know what's going on anymore. Okay, so, where are we?
The rope bridge. I think you guys left the door on the left side open?
Yeah, we left the swords over there.
So you can go left or right?
All right. So we don't want to go here because that thing is going to kill one of us no matter what we do. There's a monster that way.
Have you lost someone in there?
No, but it was pretty clear about it. It told us that you have to... I'm going to get the order wrong because I don't remember it right, but you had to... The first one to cross has to sing. I think the second has to dance. And the third one, something about blood. And the last one is going to be eaten by it. And then it resets. Or that's what it said.
There is only two of us.
And my little friend.
I think we might be better off losing him. Where did Asimar go?
He's absent sometimes. Maybe he saw undead somewhere, perhaps.
Damn, Asimar. Oh. Always.
He knows where
like
we're going.
They're better.
Yeah, he's.
But they can barely control themselves.
You seem to have a thing with Asimars. Can I ask about it?
Oh, definitely. Asimars and tieflings don't exactly get along because every Asimar believes that tieflings are pretty much evil and sold their soul away to a demon or a devil. And Asimars, they just don't care about the people around them, from my own personal experience. They have their holy mission, or at least that's what they convince themselves it is. And they care about nothing other than it.
All right. Did you do something with the devil, maybe? Are you evil?
I wouldn't say so. Just a cursed kid, you know? Someone didn't All like right. my mom. And I was born like this, I guess.
All right. I'm gonna believe you, I guess. So, which way do you want to go? There's a monster here. There's a thing that's gonna kill one of us here. And that room over there should be empty. Like, last time we were there, we killed the guy inside it.
What kind of monster is to the right?
It looks like a crab. But half the face is a guy. It's usually sleeping. And we don't want to make any noise. But if this thing is going to keep biting me, I don't think I can be quiet over there.
I think we may need to get rid of that thing before it turns you or something. Who knows what it could do with enough exposure.
I mean, after we get to keep forgetting her name, after we get to Crucian, we can do that. Last time it ran away, so.
Then I guess let's go to the left.
All right. By the way, if you see smoke clouds, just run. There should be an exit.
His head kind of flips around as you say that. Just not audibly, but like visually, you can tell he's kind of saying in his head, "Bitch, what the fuck?"
I'm gonna be like, "What? This place is weird."
He's just kind of sprinting across.
Do I see any signs of the smoke people coming back?
No. You just see bloodstains on the floor. And no body.
Where do these doors lead?
Oh, right. That one goes to... Let me pull up the map. That goes to... Okay, so here's the thing. There used to be a guy here, and he was stabbed with 3 different swords. And he said he couldn't die until you take the swords out. So we did, because he wanted to die. And over here are 3 different thrones where we put the swords. And that opens the door up there. And that's a dead end, I think. We didn't see any doors. Down here is where we want to go. But you gotta be careful, because that's something like a lighthouse. And if you step on the dark part, it makes a hole on the ground and you fall. And you cannot get out until the light comes on again.
How lovely.
You can peek into the room and possibly get a glimpse of what he's talking about. I don't know how I drew this. So there was an orb of light that kind of circles the outside of the room, and anything that casts a shadow, the shadows become like holes in the floor, which you can fall into.
I'm gonna, pick the animal up again without tying its mouth this time. And I'm gonna be like, okay, so we wait for the light and then we run. We don't want it making a shadow ahead of us, so let's try to measure it.
Which exit are we leaving through?
Oh, right. This one, if we want to see the lady we want to go to. And then leave the pet over there. This is the one, right, Caleb?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Nowhere kind of cracks his knuckles, scratches a little.
I think once you figure out a strategy, I haven't been making a rule for it. to kind of take a couple minutes to watch the sun rotate and orbit around the room. Well, not the sun, but the light. And you pick a good time to go. I think you've been going one at a time, so Nowhere can probably make it through himself pretty easily. But you, with a thing on a leash, is going to be casting some pretty weird shadows.
Yeah, I'm going to try to carry it.
Okay, that helps. Are you going to try to muzzle it up again?
No, not this time. I'm going to tell it. Okay, if you want to bite me, don't do it on the neck, at least. Please.
It's going to try to nuzzle into your shoulder. Does 18 hit?
Yeah, that's enough. Ow!
But it gives you fuel. It gives you power. And you run through, following Nowhere. And
when I make it to the other side, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself. Because I'm actually going to die because of this guy.
You see a half-dragon woman pacing back and forth in the center of the room. It's a beautiful dress. The blue kind of outline is the approximate walls, and it's kind of an image. And she notices you running in, and recognizes Begur, and asks if you have brought me anything.
Give me a sec. Sorry. I'm gonna heal myself with the cure wounds at level 2. And I'm gonna present the rat kind of thing. So I don't know if this is exactly what you were looking for, but the lady we got the story from had one of these, like, as a pet. So that I thought it would be like a good comment.
And what is this beast? What do you know of it?
It bites a lot.
Just like her life. Interesting.
Also, after a while, you get to, like, last time it bit me, it felt actually kind of good. Still hurts, though.
This will suffice. Do you desire payment in gold, or is there information I can offer you?
We wanted to do something. Okay, so there's like a giant bird thing. It's kind of like a machine as well. And it said that if we try to cross its room to see the Medusa's jail, it will try to kill us with sound. Do you know something around that may protect against that? Like, let us through?
My people have heard of a birdcage which silences all sounds inside of it. But I don't know precisely where it is. Do you have any ideas?
It's only one.
Sounds like some pretty neglectful husbandry for a bird.
Sorry, you cut off a little bit. What did you say?
I said, in character, I said, that sounds like some pretty neglectful husbandry for a bird.
Oh, maybe I know where that is. Is this bird jail made of jade, maybe?
I'm trying to look through the book and see where the thing is.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the... I have a room over here that says that it's 7 bird cages. It's past Cronia. You remember where the key peacock is? Because it's like around that area.
There was a bird cage. And it has the initials MN on it. And that is the one you want.
Okay, so it says MN. And, okay. Alright, I think maybe I know where that is.
Well, I'm glad we can help each other.
Great. Do you want to keep this thing or can I take it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I want to examine this more.
I don't think you want to do that because it bites. And well, I'm going to pet it again.
I'll examine its body.
I get the feeling that if I'm addicted to it, that's going to do something for me.
You probably don't want it to die?
Dude, he's getting real freaky with that thing. You need to take it. He's, like, losing his mind.
I'm fine. Maybe don't hurt it. I really... Look at it. It's too cute to be killed. Please? Maybe?
Well, maybe I will find some way to, paralyze it.
And with your analysis, are you gonna hurt it?
I can't say.
Fine. But I wanna come back and pet it.
We'll see if that's an option.
Crap.
But if you're leaving, okay. I would appreciate it if you could bring me back some art. And it should be a good match for this last thing you've just brought me.
Oh, I got the thing just for you, I think. I don't know. I'm gonna try with something and you'll tell me if it works or not.
We'll see.
What are you gonna give us in exchange for that? The same offer? Info or gold?
That seems to be beneficial for both of us.
Do you have any questions, Nowhere?
What?
Do you have any questions for the lady?
Do you have any information on the room we can use to get out of this?
I believe I have assisted this man here with some information on escaping the maze.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a way out. It's not often, but we found it a while ago, actually, and then we came back. That was with another group.
Why would you ever come back after getting out?
I thought it was already clear that I'm not very smart. I don't know. I wanted to find something over here that I can take to the guy that put me inside of this so that I can make him suffer. By the way, Kruchum, have you seen new people come in through this door over here where we came?
Not often. I think something has changed.
That asshole.
It used to be pretty frequently and reliably, but... things are different now.
Ooh. Give me a sec. I want to try something. No, I gotta ask you this. Caleb, how... Like, can I make the connection that since we left the lady out of that room, that may be the reason why that thing is not opening anymore?
Sure. You can think that with a high intelligence check.
Okay, let me roll it again because I just rolled for it. Yeah, with the new one, I don't think that's gonna happen.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I think I should have asked before. I'm gonna take a look in the room, see if anything is different. And I'm gonna tell Nowhere, like, hey! Do you want to see where we came from while walking to the door?
This room probably definitely looks familiar to you. This blue woman might have even been here when you first came in here. And you see, when you first came in, there was a crude and gaudy painting. Looked like this. And you entered into the painting and saw a woman chained up. She is no longer there.
Oh, shit. Is that just a casual sock on the door?
apparently. She didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, but why would it be on the inside of the
toilet? Well, it turned out that her chains were part of an elaborate, like, door opening mechanism. She could pull on the chains and, like, the door would open up. So it could be, like, some kind of handle or something. Because otherwise the door would not open up. But she is not here, and there's just chains hanging from the ceiling. And the wall where the painting, where you walked through the painting, is bare.
I'm still gonna come up to the wall and check it. Like, what is, if I see anything weird on it. Maybe a secret door we didn't see at the beginning.
Can I just say, damn, she thick.
Sorry, for some reason there was an alarm on my computer that I don't remember setting. Did you say something?
I don't think anything serious. So you are kind of checking the wall. You don't... It seems like a standard stone wall, just like the rest of this place.
That asshole didn't open the door again. Alright. You feeling alright? Do you want to take a rest? This is kind of safe. More or less.
I'm full health, man.
Yeah, well, this will probably be a good time to stop for now, since we're a shorter person.
Yeah.
Alright.
We'll try again next week.
Sure. I was gonna ask you something. No, I think I got what I needed. You said the initials were MN, right?
Yeah, I typed it in the chat, but it was above all the...
No, it's just above the intelligence thing I did. Okay. I'm gonna make a note of that. All right. At least we got the dog off our back.
Okay, talk to you guys next week.
All right, guys. Cool, yeah. See you.